safety. So as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to ask you to do a little bit of writing, because what I'm trying to do is get all of you to think about what you think and see if you want to carry on thinking like that, or if you want to, you know, make some changes in your actual thinking about things. So I have some questions for you, just a moment. All right, so I have three questions for you. And I think that it's okay for you to select which one you would like to write on. And this is really self-checking. So, the first question is, I think it's nice if you write them all down so that you can remember them. Have you all got pencil and paper? So the first question is, what double standards exist in my life, even as a Brahmin? What double standards exist in my life, even as a Brahmin? Okay, second question. What prejudices do I still maintain, even as a Brahmin? So what prejudices... Do you know what a prejudice is? A prejudice is when you judge something without thinking about what you think about it. You judge it without considering. That's called a prejudice. You prejudge it. What Baba is giving us is the power of judgment. That means we have to, first of all, have the power of discrimination, which people don't like that word, so they call it discernment. That's okay. You have to discern what is something, and then you have to judge what that means for you, or what you're going to do about it, if anything. But if you judge without considering anything, that's called prejudging. So that means you have a prejudice. So people usually have prejudice on the base of color of skin, religion, caste, nationality, language, professional qualification, hygiene also. Yeah. You know. Huh? Football team? No, that's different. That's different. Okay, so that's what prejudices do I still maintain? I mean, are you prejudiced against people who are mentally ill? Probably you are. Because that one's still really very strong. Okay, third question. What is my attitude towards people, that means BK people, who do wrong? What is my attitude towards people who do wrong? So these questions I would like you to just write down, and I'd like you to do that for a good 10-15 minutes. Is that okay? You can write on any one you like. Or you can write on all of them if you want. And I'm going to come back to you just before 12. Is that okay? Okay, the first one is, what double standards exist in my life, even as a Brahmin? The second one, what prejudices do I still maintain, even as a Brahmin? And the third one, what is my attitude towards people who do wrong? Okay? Om Shanti. So you wrote down a few things. Now I'd like you to get together in groups of 3, 4, 5, whatever you feel comfortable with, and just exchange with each other some of the things that you have written for about 15 minutes. Is that good? Okay, just form little groups wherever it's convenient. Lovely. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So I hope you had an interesting discussion, yes? Did I disturb you sufficiently? Yes? That's the point. First I disturb you, and then you have to deal with it, and then you come to another level of understanding. I hope that's okay. Yeah? Thank you. Okay, now, I know there's quite a few people who have to leave on the 12:30 bus for Pandabhavan. How many is that? Okay, so what we'll do is we will have about, 15 minutes, but make sure if we tend to go ahead before I notice the clock that you feel free to just come out and catch the bus, otherwise it's a problem for you. And we will be back here again at 4 o'clock. So I know from Pandabhavan you take a 4 o'clock bus, so we'll start at 4:15, so that you don't have to take the 3 o'clock bus and wait for hours. Is that okay? Great. Okay, now we've got a microphone up here. And I would like to ask maybe 3 or 4 of you to come up and share what you're getting from all of this, including what you experienced from what I was saying earlier and from the video and from what you wrote and from your discussion. Because I'm experimenting on you. I'm trying to find out how this goes over to the BK brothers and sisters. Yes? Okay, please come. You introduce yourself to everybody. Not everyone may know you.
I'm Janet. I'm originally from England. I live in Australia. I've been conducting my life for a number of years based on the kind of things we've been talking about. A long time ago, I thought the word should makes you into a shudra, so I gave up being a shudra. And I think that when you're talking about not making comments on what other people are doing and saying, I think there's two aspects to it. One is if it's that other person and it's their own life, but if someone says something to me that's inappropriate, a senior teacher said something to me that was extremely inappropriate, and I suffered with that for far too long. But finally, I claim my power back by realizing that they were projecting their own feelings onto me.
Can you point the mic towards your mouth?
Yeah, sure. That's good. Slow down?
Yes.
Okay. Slow. Okay. So in order for me to stay in Australia, I had to get married, and I got called dirty by a senior teacher, and it sat in my heart like a lump of black for 2 years. But finally, when I realized that I wasn't dirty and I was carrying someone else's thing, I had the courage to write to that senior teacher and tell them that they got married and they had a child and they felt dirty and I wasn't going to wear their dirty anymore. And so I got my power back, and now I have my own individual link with God that no one in this planet can take away. And that senior teacher lowered their eyes in front of me. And so, on the one hand, we don't make comments on what other people are doing with their lives, but if someone makes a comment to me that is not appropriate, it's definitely my responsibility to clear that up and claim my power back. And so that's just my experience I wanted to share.
Thank you. Wonderful. Go clap, Yes, please. So introduce yourself and where you're from.
My name is Fatima. I'm from
Point
Cape
the mic
Town,
towards your mouth.
South Africa.
Point it more.
More, okay.
No, point the mic like a lollipop. Ice cream.
Okay. Yes. Like a wrapper. Okay.
Because it's directional, you know.
Yes.
Just holding it near is not the right thing. It has to see what my mic is doing. It's pointing towards the mouth.
Okay. I'm going to try, Sister Denise. Oh, like that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, good.
Okay. I think during the break, I said to Sister Denise, I was looking for the right phrase in English. It couldn't come, so it came in my Xhosa language, so I translated it. I said to Sister Denise, you have lifted the brick and all the ants are running out. Because, this workshop this morning is clearing out so many things that we had taken for granted for so long. You know, morals, ethics, and all of that. And coming from South Africa, where tradition is still very, very strong, she has actually made me so strong now that I'm going to fight back. So, no, but you know, it's good to be able to speak out and protect yourself in situations when you understand exactly what you are protecting yourself against. And to me, this is the importance of this workshop. Knowing that virtues come from God and everything else comes from us. Thank you.
Anybody else? Any brothers? I know you had lots of discussion. Okay, come. Introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. I'm Helen from Tampa, USA, Florida. So this has been very, very good for me. One of the things I've noticed is I wasn't originally from the USA. I was born somewhere else in South America. And I realized that culture is a very big thing. And just really thinking, one of the questions for me was prejudice. And I noticed that a lot, integrating into a different culture, that I was really holding on to my culture as the good culture, you know, that we have good values, the way we talk to people, the way we behave, and there's this prejudice towards where I am, to say they don't do that, that they don't have care, and they don't have this, and they don't behave nicely. So there was still this feeling as if, because I think they're good things, you know, I think they're good things to behave in this way, so that makes them right, and really thinking that that was something I was deeply holding on to, and that that it's not per se a Brahmin culture that I'm embracing. I'm embracing what Baba is giving, that Srimat, as you were saying, that it's virtues. And so it's really made me think very deeply about that and how I can make sure that that's the virtues and not a culture that I am holding on to. So that way I can integrate with any culture because it's Baba's virtues. So thank you very much for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, anyone else? You talk a lot when you're in little groups. Okay, not to worry, that's okay. I'm going to let those who need to get the bus go. And I'd just like to say that thank you very much for coming here. And then in the afternoon, I'm going to show you another video in that same series in which we talk about the inner moral authority. And so what we have been looking at is the external moral authorities, which are your parents, your teachers, your religious leaders, the media, all of the channels through which the external culture comes to you to tell you what's okay and what's not okay and who you are and who you're not and what you can and cannot do and who you can and cannot be and so on and so forth. And what I'm trying to bring along with the virtues into the game is that you leave aside these external moral authorities and you really work with your inner moral authority, which is, of course, the intellect filled with knowledge. And so we're going to be working on that this afternoon. And what I would like you to do is to spend the time between now and this afternoon in discussion with other people further about this. And, to actually bring change into the culture, the Brahmin culture, is a big deal. And not quite sure how to do it, but I think the best way is to just insert wherever possible and get people to start thinking along these lines so that gradually it eventually goes viral and then it becomes culture. But there's an enormous amount of resistance that you will find, internal resistance, because for our whole lives, even now as Brahmins, we still have a loyalty that we didn't even notice. We have a loyalty to our culture, to our values, to our morality, and all of us came from, to a greater or lesser extent, a dysfunctional background. It's the nature of the Iron Age. And so when you come from a dysfunctional background, you bring in coping mechanisms. And coping mechanisms are okay when you're in a dire situation as a small child in a hostile world, but when you're in relatively normal conditions, those coping mechanisms become character defects, which you justify through the system of morality, ethics, and general toxic conventional morality. And this is what we want to get at, so that we actually do that work to become free, not only from any sin that we may have done, which everybody knows we shouldn't do sins against other people, but what you don't realize is that it is not less of a sin to receive something negative from another person. That also adds itself to your list of sinful actions. And so what Janet said about not taking it on, and what Helen said about, realizing I'm holding on to my culture, these are indicators of where we, are actually taking the negative from other people, getting contaminated by it, and thinking it's their problem. It's not. When you receive sorrow, it is as bad as when you give sorrow. So this is a new piece of Brahmin culture that Sri Baba has been teaching us. So think about all those things, and we'll take it further this afternoon. So thank you very much. We'll have a few moments of meditation, and I will see you at 4:15. Om Shanti.